The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. These verses from today's gospel reading might well raise a few questions. After all, we're not very familiar with the law of Moses that speaks of these things. Presenting to the Lord our firstborn sons is completely foreign to our experience. And what need did Mary have for purification? Jesus was the holy, sinless Son of God. Mary had conceived him by the power of the Holy Spirit. His was as pure a birth as ever there could be. How could giving birth to Jesus cause Mary to become ritually unclean? And if these laws applied with regard to Jesus' birth, why don't we have to follow them as well? St. Paul gives us a clue to understanding today's gospel when he writes, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons." Jesus was born under the law. That is, from his birth, he submitted to every requirement of the law. Submitted to the law's requirements in order to redeem all those to whom the law applies. Thus, Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day to fulfill the law. And when he was 40 days old, he was brought to the temple to be presented to the Lord. Jesus joined the human race, not only joining us in flesh and blood, but also in sharing our burden, the burden of obeying the requirements of the law. So then, Jesus' fulfilling of the law in Jerusalem as a 40-day-old baby in Mary's arms was part of his work of redemption. He was complying with the law in order to fulfill all righteousness. What you could never do, Jesus was doing for you, in your place. An important part of his redemption for you involved his perfect obedience to the law on your behalf. This certainly was the most important thing Jesus was accomplishing in Jerusalem that day. He was there for your benefit, working for your salvation. But it wasn't the only thing going on at the temple. Luke introduces us to two mysterious individuals who were also there that day. Anna, an elderly prophetess, and Simeon, about whom we are given neither age nor vocation. The Lord caused these two to be present in the temple that day to testify concerning Jesus, who he was, and what he would do. By their words, God confirmed for Mary and Joseph what the angel messenger had told them, and what the shepherds had repeated concerning Jesus' birth. He also began at this early date to prepare them to understand the sort of reception Jesus would receive. Luke tells us that Simeon was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, that the Holy Spirit was upon him, and that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Like Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph, Simeon trusted in the Lord and was waiting for him to fulfill his promise of salvation. But not only did he believe that the Lord would send his Messiah, Simeon had actually been told that it was going to happen during his lifetime. He would see the Lord's Christ before he died. Imagine Simeon's excitement when the Holy Spirit revealed to him, "Today's the day. That baby over there in his mother's arms, he's the one. That's the Christ. The Messiah, the Savior promised from of old, the Redeemer of the world." And Simeon, not doubting, but believing the Holy Spirit's testimony, took Jesus in his arms and praised God in words that have become very familiar to us. "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Simeon's faith-filled response to seeing Jesus is that as a result, he says he's ready to die. He can die at peace now, he says, because God has fulfilled his promise. In this little baby he was holding in his arms, Simeon knew for certain that he was holding the salvation of the world. You and I sing these words of Simeon in one paraphrase or another after each time we receive the Lord's Supper. It's a wonderful canticle to sing at that particular moment. For our Savior Jesus is just as truly with us when we've received his body and blood as he was with Simeon when he held him in his arms that day in the temple. In the Holy Supper, Jesus delivers his salvation, the forgiveness of sins, delivers it to you personally. Thus, he prepares you to die at peace. Through his holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death, he makes you ready and worthy to enter into the heavenly inheritance he prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It isn't any surprise that Mary and Joseph marveled at what was said about Jesus. Though the angel had told them the child to be born to Mary would be the Lord, saving his people from their sins, Simeon spoke of him not only as being for glory to Israel, but also a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Only the Lord could have revealed to Simeon all that this little baby would accomplish. But if Mary and Joseph marveled at what they had heard, the words Simeon spoke next to Mary were even more astonishing. This is the first New Testament prophecy of the cross, of the opposition Jesus would experience, of the division that would result from his work. Simeon said, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." This little child, welcomed with joy and thanksgiving by Simeon and Anna, would be rejected by many in Israel. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. By his coming, Jesus precipitated a crisis of faith. Many would fall into unbelief in reaction to him. Many others would be raised to faith in him. But there wouldn't be any middle ground. There isn't any neutral position when it comes to Jesus. You either trust in him alone for righteousness before God and for salvation, or you don't. You either receive him for who and what he is, your Lord and Savior, or in unbelief you reject him, unwilling to despair in yourself and to trust in him alone. And that's not all. Simeon tells Mary that because of Jesus, a sword would pierce her own soul also. This certainly points to the death of Jesus on the cross. He would be opposed and pierced by nail and spear. Mary would live to see him crucified. There at the foot of the cross, she would watch her firstborn son die. And in this, a sword would pierce her own gentle soul. What a burden that must have been for her to bear. She knew that her son did not belong to her. She was there in the temple to present him to the Lord. As a firstborn male, he was holy to the Lord. Mary knew that he had come to save his people from their sins. And through Simeon, the Lord had pulled back the curtain far enough for her to get a glimpse of what that would entail. Whether Anna had heard what Simeon said isn't clear. If she hadn't, the Spirit must have identified Jesus to her, just as he had for Simeon. For as Mary was still digesting Simeon's words, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Jesus to all who were waiting the redemption of Jerusalem. Luke doesn't record what she said, but her words must have encouraged Mary and Joseph to trust what they had been told about Jesus and to cling to the promises of the Lord that he had made through the prophets. Today's gospel presents a Savior fulfilling the law for your salvation by his perfect obedience, earning his Father's pleasure. This he shares with you when you are baptized into his name and as you cling to his promises. What a joy to know that beyond suffering the punishment for your sins, Jesus has also fulfilled the law completely on your behalf. His obedience has been credited to your account. As a result, there is now no condemnation for you. In addition to this wonderful good news, God also blesses us through the testimony of Simeon and Anna to know Jesus to be our peace with God, his promised salvation sent to earth to redeem us. Rejoice then with Simeon and Anna in your Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.